Hello, this is Marion Davenport with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching our video voters guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is State Representative Maxine Dexter, who is running for United States House of Representatives District 3, which covers virtually all of Multnomah County east of the Willamette, except for the Central East Side. Welcome, Representative Dexter.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Thank you so much. Again, my name is Maxine Dexter. I am a mom, pulmonary and critical care physician, and a state representative for Portland. As a physician and a lawmaker, I have a complex understanding of the issues facing our community, and I see it every day when caring for my patients. I was raised in a working class family. I'm the only person still in my family to graduate from college. My ability to be here with you today comes from the opportunities I had growing up. High quality public education, a union job, affordable housing, and higher education, accessible higher education. I know these opportunities are not equitably accessible to people in my community today. As a physician, I have cared for people for over 15 years in CD3, and I look forward to doing it as a congressional leader. I'm running for Congress because I'm dedicated to caring for my community, and I know I'm a proven effective lawmaker. I can make the biggest impact as a policymaker. We know that bad policy is leading to poor health outcomes, and I am determined to make an impact. I'm also a problem solver. I know how to listen, find the root cause of an issue, and use data to find solutions. And that's what I'll do in Washington. I listen, I lead, and I get things done for the people of Oregon. As a state representative, I've led with compassion, courage, and commitment to getting things done, and I've successfully addressed tough, diverse challenges from our housing crisis to the fentanyl crisis as a leader. And I will fight in Congress to pass large-scale progressive legislation with bipartisan support, from securing historic housing investments to improving public safety, expanding abortion rights, protecting the environment, increasing addiction treatment, and closing firearm loopholes. We must elect a proven leader to this impactful seat, someone who has shown that they know how to listen, find a root cause, and work with others to solve problems in a divided government. That's what I've done for two decades as a physician and healthcare leader, caring for our patients in CD3, as a mom determined to leave my children a better world, and as a representative. And that's what I'll do in Congress. Thank you so much.
Thank you. One of the issues you mentioned was climate change. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address this issue?
Yeah, as a lung and critical care physician, I witnessed the direct impact of climate change and poor air quality on people's lives every day. In Oregon, where heart disease, stroke, respiratory illness, and cancer rank among the top five causes of death, the correlation between air pollution and these diseases is undeniable. In the state legislature, I secured massive wins, transitioning Oregon to 100% renewable energy, investing in healthy homes for people across our community, banning the forever PFAS chemicals in our water, as well as single-use plastic containers, among many others. In Congress, I will champion a swift transition to 100% renewable energy sources to mitigate our reliance on fossil fuels. We have to stop burning things and putting it into the air that's toxic for all of us. I will invest in rebuilding America's crumbling electrical infrastructure to expand high voltage transmission capacity. I will invest in expanding clean domestic manufacturing to make Oregon and the United States leaders in innovative green manufacturing and securing our supply chain here at home. And I see this as a really great way to work in bipartisan partnership with people. Finally, we need to hold corporations accountable for environmental pollution and secure funds to clean up polluted sites like the Willamette River and the Portland Harbor. Thank you.
You're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast with State Representative Maxine Dexter, who is running for the United States House of Representatives, District 3. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws?
Yeah, as a Moms Demand Action volunteer and the only candidate endorsed by Everytown for gun safety in this race, my commitment to combating gun violence is both personal and professional. As a mother, I've experienced the terror, true terror, of not being able to get to or protect my daughter during the UVA mass shooting in November of 2022. And as a physician, I've seen firsthand the devastating effects of gun violence on families and communities. My legislative work has focused on enacting common sense gun reforms to safeguard children, families, teachers, and neighbors. And I made Oregon the ninth state to outlaw ghost guns and implement safe storage laws with a whole lot of work in collaboration with my colleagues. I've secured $47 million with our governor, then Speaker Coates' leadership to fund gun violence prevention programs here in Oregon. And in Congress, I'll expand background checks, close the Charleston loophole, enhance state red flag laws, establish community funds for violence intervention, prevent abusers with restraining orders from having firearms, and pushing for the reinstatement of the bipartisan congressional assault weapons ban.
What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights?
As a firm believer in democracy's power, I'm committed to ensuring every American's right to vote is defended robustly. In the Oregon legislature, I focused on protecting our electoral system against threats, particularly from right-wing extremists, by passing laws that shield voters, election workers, and uphold electoral integrity. I've successfully advocated for counting ballots postmarked before election deadlines and eliminated loopholes allowing politicians to hide their income sources. In Congress, I'll fight to end Citizens United to remove big money from politics. We'll pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act to guarantee voting access. And we must enact the For the People Act to reduce money's influence on our politicians. Finally, combating gerrymandering and implementing stringent ethics for officials is mandatory. The last thing I should have said finally before is we must get a national vote by mail initiative. It is the best way to make sure that people have equitable access to the ballot.
Thank you, Representative Dexter. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview with State Representative Maxine Dexter, who is running for United States House of Representatives, District 3. Primary Election Day is May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning on May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.